Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. My name is Sister Mary Armstrong, and I'm so happy to be with you today. And we will be coming to you from Psalms 103 Psalms, and a word in the eyes of a lay person. Praise the Lord. And we are so happy to be with you today on this beautiful day God has given us. This is the day the Lord has made, and we can make it personal. I will rejoice and be glad in it. And we're glad that you are with us today. And the subject is, Bless the Lord, oh my soul. So we're going to be coming to you today. Psalms 103, Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. And that's what we're supposed to do, is bless the Lord, because he has done so many great things for us. We can't even count them all. We're blessed when we wake up in the morning. We're blessed when we're able to get up out of bed under our own strength. We are so blessed to give him praise, honor, and glory, because that's what it's all about. We are made to glorify and honor his name. So the first verse does say, Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Any of it says on the side. Any of his benefits, because we have so many benefits from the Lord this morning. And look what it says, the third verse. Who forgiveth all our iniquities, and who healeth all our diseases. That's what the word says. Who forgiveth all our iniquities as our sins, who healeth all our diseases. Now, that's what the Word of God says. That's not what I say or the preacher says. That's what the Word of God says. Who forgiveth all our iniquities, who healeth all our diseases, no matter what the disease or the sickness may be. Who healeth all our diseases? We can take that personally. Whatever the Word of God says, that's what it means. Who healeth all our diseases? Praise our God. I thank God for his word today. Not if you feel a pain, you know. We have to believe what God's word tells us. Who healeth all our diseases? Take him at his word. And believe what his word says. Yes, I may still feel the pain, but if I believe what the word of God says, I'm healed by the word of God. Because that's what the word of God says. And Satan may come back and say, oh, you still feeling that pain. You know you're not healed. But by faith, I take the word as what it says and believe what the word of God says and take it to heart and believe that and keep repeating what the word of God says and believing in my heart and receive it in my heart. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. And his mercy is new every morning. Every morning we wake up, his mercy is new every morning. His mercy is new every morning. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle. And you know the eagle flies high above every bird in the sky. And the eagle don't flap his wings like the bird. The bird just be flapping his wings, but the eagle he soars high. He can soar high. And it said he can look into the eyes, he can look into the sun, and he soars. If I was going to be a bird, I believe I'd want to be an eagle. praise God, an eagle. And let's go to Psalms. Let's go to Isaiah 40 and 3. Isaiah 40 and 3. Praise our God. 40 and 3. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. That's what it says. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for the Lord. And then it goes to Matthew 3:3. Matthew 3:3. Let's see what that says. Matthew 3:3. Well, this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Elisha, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Matthew 3:3. Praise our God. Matthew 3:3. Matthew 3:3. Tell you the way of the Lord. Do you know John? John was the forerunner. And that was Jesus' cousin. He was the forerunner. And he went to prepare the way of the Lord. Praise our God. I tell you, ain't that something? Okay, let's go on down. And the Lord excuses righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Praise God. Excuses righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. And that's Psalms 99 and 4. Psalms 99 and 4. Praise our God. I tell you, he takes care of his people. 99 and 4. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou doest establish equity. Thou excuses judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Praise our God. He gives us strength and righteousness. Praise the Lord. Praise our God. And then it says, 147. 147. That's how you learn when you do the references. When you run references, that's how you learn about what God is talking about. 147. 19. He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. And that was his people and his judgments unto Israel. Israel was his people. Praise God. And he taught them, Moses gave him, Israel, his law, and taught them how to live. And we had to live according to God's word. That's what he wanted us to do, to live according to his word. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. And we know that God's mercy. We don't get what we deserve because he gives us his mercy. But he's plenty, he's slow to anger. He don't just get anger with us, but we don't get what we deserve all the time. So he's plenteous in anger and mercy. Plenteous. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. See, he's slow to anger, and he's plenteous in mercy. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Praise our God, he's slow to anger, and he's plenteous in mercy. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. Look at God. He has mercy on his children. And as the heaven is And as the heaven is high above the earth, so is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he removed our transgressions from us. See, look at God. He's so merciful to us. Praise God. He just don't hammer down on us when we do wrong. He's merciful to us. And as far as the heaven is from the earth, it's how merciful he is unto his children. Let's go to 2 Samuel 12:13. 2 Samuel 12:13. 2 Samuel 12:13. And this is talking about David when he went into the Bathsheba. And you know, Bathsheba was a man's wife. And David was the king. And this man's wife, he saw her bathing on the roof. 2 Samuel 12:13. He saw her bathing on the roof, and he wanted her, and he laid with her, and his wife, her husband was one of David's soldiers. And he was at the battle, and David wasn't at battle that day, and he was home, and she was on the roof taking a bath, and David looked out. And he saw her bathing, and she was a beautiful woman, and he sent for her, and he laid with her, and she went back home, and later on she sent and told him she was with child, and David tried to hide it. And he had the man to come home and send him home and all that. But instead of him going to lay with his wife, he slept with the servants. David tried to hide it, but he couldn't hide it. And one day, God let Nathan know about it. And he sent Nathan, and Nathan came to David. And David found that he couldn't hide it. He wrote a letter and told the man in charge to put him on the front line so he would get killed. And the man got killed, and he took Bathsheba, and he married Bathsheba and all that, and the baby was born. And God sent Nathan to David, and Nathan told David a story about a man that came from afar, and this man prepared dinner, and he took this one man's lamb and prepared. The man had many sheep, and to him using his own, he took this one man's lamb and prepared it for that friend of his, and took this one man's lamb and killed it and prepared it for him. And David got so angry, and he wanted to do something. And Nathan told him, said, "Thou art the man." And David realized that he had done wrong. It wasn't he. And David repented of the wrongness that he done. And listen what happened. I'm going to tell you the story. Now, therefore, the sword, he told him the story. If he shall restore, there came a traveler. I'm going to read you the little story at this time. And there came a traveler unto the rich man, and he prepared and taken of his own flock and of his own herd to dress for the wayfaring man that was coming to him, but took the poor man's lamb and dressed it, for the man was come to him. And David's anger was greatly kindled against the man. And he said to Nathan, "As the Lord liveth, the man that hath done this thing shall surely die. And he shall restore the lamb four foes because he did this thing and because he had no pity. And Nathan said to David, thou art the man. Thus saith the Lord God of Israel, I anointed thee king over Israel, and delivered thee out of the hand of Saul. And delivered thee out of the hand of Saul, and I gave thee thy master's house and thy master's wives, and thy bosom, and gave thee the house of Israel and Judah. And if thou had been too little, and if that had been too little, I would moreover have given unto thee such and such things. Therefore had thou despised the commandment of the Lord to do evil in his sight, thou hast killed Uriah the Hittite with the sword, and had taken his wife to be thy wife, and had slain him with the sword of the children of Ammon. Now therefore the sword shall never depart from thine house, because thou hast despised me, and had taken the wife of Uriah the Hittite to be thy wife. Thus saith the Lord, behold, I will rise up evil against thee out of thine own house, and I will take thy wife before thine eyes and give them to thy neighbor, and he shall lie with thy wife in the sight of this son. Thou did it in secretly, but I will do this thing before all Israel and before the son. And David said unto Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And Nathan said unto David, the Lord is also hath put away thy sin, thou shalt not die. Howbeit, because by this deed thou hast given great occasion to the enemy of the Lord to blaspheme, the child also that is born unto thee shall surely die. And Nathan departed from him, his house, and the Lord struck the child that Uriah's wife born to David, and it was very sick. David therefore besought God for the child, and David fasted and went in and laid all night upon the earth. Praise God. So God punished David because David did wrong. David did wrong, and God punished David for what he did. You can't do wrong and get by. So that's what happened when David went in unto Uriah's wife. But David, God took the child's life, praise God, because he went in and took the soldier's wife. He tried to hide it, but God let Nathan come to David. But David repented. David repented. And God didn't take his life, but he had to suffer. You reap what you sow. He had to suffer for what he did wrong. So, 13 verse, like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. We are just dust. Out of the dust of the ground, God made Adam out of the dust of the ground. And he made Adam and made him a man. That's what we are. We're just the dust of the ground. As for man, his days are as grass and as a flower of the field. So he flourishes. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone. And the place thereof shall know it no more. We just made of dust. And God blowing that dust, we're going to die one day. We're not made to live forever. When Adam disobeyed God, sin came upon the whole world. So that's why we have to die now. But when Jesus was the second Adam, he fixed it where we can live again. But we have to repent of our sins. But we still have to die on account of Adam. When Adam disobeyed God, when he told him, said, you shall eat of every fruit, every tree of the garden, you shall eat of. but the tree of good and evil. The day that you eat of this tree, you will surely die. And when Adam disobeyed God and took of that tree and ate of that fruit, he died spiritually that moment. So that caused every living soul to die. So every living soul has to die now. But through Jesus Christ, the second Adam, we can live again through Jesus Christ. But we have to be born of the Spirit, praise God. So that can live again through Jesus Christ. As a man, his days are as grass, as of grass of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. Okay, Isaiah 40 and 1. Isaiah 40 and 1. You see what that says? Isaiah 40 and 1. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Praise God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her farewell is established, that her iniquities is pardoned. For she had received of the Lord hand double for all her sins. Praise God. So we have to repent of our sins. And we can live again. Praise God. In 40 and 7 said, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. And that's all we are. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Praise our God. It won't fail. His word don't stand forever. Praise our God. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. Them that fear him and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. So we have to keep God's commandments. He said, love you one another. Praise God. That's how you'll know. They'll know that you're my disciples, that you have loved ye one from another. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Praise God. That's 47, 2. Psalms 47, 2. O clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God, the voice of triumph. Praise our God. We're supposed to praise our God. We lift up our voice unto our God, praising him, because he deserves all the honor, the glory, and the praise. And when we lift up our voice unto God and give him praise, praise God, honor him, all ye people. For the Lord Most High is terrible. He is our great king over all the earth. Praise our God. We have to give praise and glory to our God. Praise our God. Praise our God. Praise God. The Lord, okay. Bless the Lord, O ye his right angels. They excel in strength that do his commandments, hearken unto the voice of the Lord. Praise our God. Let's go to Matthew 6:10. Matthew 6:10. You can't praise God enough, because when praises go up, blessings comes down. Be thou when thou prayer, enter to thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Lord, which is in secret. And thy Father which sitteth in secret shall reward thee openly. You're supposed to give praise and honor to the Lord. Praise our God. Praise our God. Because he's worthy of all praise and all honor and all glory. Bless the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of the Lord. Praise God. Praise God that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, O all his works, in all places of his dominion, we're supposed to bless the Lord. Praise God. All his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. If we continue to bless the Lord, he'll bless us. We're supposed to give him praise and honor every day. We can't praise him enough. He does so much for us. And when we begin to bless him, he blesses us. We exalt him, he blesses us. We can't bless him enough for all that he does for us. So he blesses us daily. When we open our eyes in the morning, we are to lift our voices up to him and give him praise. He gives us strength in our body every day. Some can't even open their eyes. When they open their eyes up in the morning, some can't even see because they're blind naturally. Praise God. Some can't even get up out of their bed. They have to have help in the nursing homes. Some in their own homes in the bed, they have to have help. But we can get up and take care of our own selves. We can feed ourselves. Praise God. Some can't even feed themselves. Can't even dress themselves. Look how blessed we are. Some can't even think for themselves. Praise God. But we in our right mind. We are so blessed. Praise the Lord. But we have to give God praise at all times and thank him for all that he does for us. To bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. See, we got so much to thank him for. For our home, praise God. For our children, some people, just like the one that graduated this year, just got through graduating from high school and got killed. And his stepdaddy got killed also. They're sad today. Some people, we just celebrated Father's Day and some didn't father. And they're saying, the mic is open. Whoever would have something to say today, we want you to feel free to say whatever's on your heart to say today. If you want to give praise to God, we want you to say that. Or if you just have a praise report, we want you to feel free. Or if you want to comment on the scripture, we want you to feel free to comment on the scripture this afternoon. The mics are open.
Praise God. Hi, everybody. My name is Deidre Harris from Washington, D.C.
Oh, praise God.
Yes, and I was at church. I'm here in Lenoir. I'm here with Katina Powell and family, and Aunt Joanne.
Oh, praise God. Praise the Lord.
Yes. So I'm here in town, and I said, you know what? I haven't been on a prayer call in a long time, and I wanted you guys to pray for my daughter and my grandson, that teenage, 13-year-old, and the streets and this and that, and she's a police officer. So I just want to pray for Bianca Harris and Kimari Harris.
Yeah,
for respect for one another on how they talk to one another and send love their way and heal their hearts.
Oh, yes. In Jesus' name,
you know. And I wanted to ask, the community to pray for him. So I know I'm a part of y'all community when I come in town. So that's when I got the call since I've been in town, the devil mad. So when he can't get me, he go after what I love. And I know that. But I need a community to help me with the prayer. Mm-hmm.
Prayer. Thank you. Prayer can go where we can't go. Prayer can reach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So prayer changes things. And he's able.
Yes.
Anyone else?
Yes. Praise the Lord, sister.
Praise the Lord, Sister Margaret. Praise the Lord.
The Lord is so wonderful. I'm enjoying your talk. That is so fabulous. I love it. You are fabulous, my sister.
Praise God.
Pleased to be on here with you. But the Lord is so truly working in my life.
Yes, he is. Praise God. Praise God.
Yes, because each and every day I'm getting stronger. Each and every day I'm getting better. And each and every day the Lord is touching me. I had to praise him. I had to give him honor and praise because he is so, so, so wonderful.
Thank you, Lord.
Like I tell him every night in prayer, the Lord, there's not one word or not a zillion words that could ever compare to what you are to me.
Oh, yes. God is real. And he's healing.
Yes, he is.
Delivering. All that we need is in him. All we have to do is believe in him and trust him. Yes.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Help. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Anyone else?
Yes, I just want to give honor and praise to God and to you, my Aunt Alina. I really, truly I get a blessing when you come on the podcast. And I just want to lift up my granddaughter. She left just about an hour ago traveling to go to Arkansas. Just want to give her traveling mercy. And I just want to thank him for how he's brought me through storms and tribulations. I just want to lift up my children.
Yeah.
Lift them up to him.
Yeah.
I want to lift up my granddaughter, Breaker.
Yes.
Dear Lord. The test that I'm having tomorrow at the endoscope, I just want to pray to God that go well. And I have a surgery for 5/14. So I know God is going to bring me to that. So I just want to give him honor and glory and praise.
Lord.
And I just
want
to say that I love the Lord and I just want to make it in. Nothing in this world means anything without him.
That's right. Thank God.
Yeah.
Anyone else on the line? Thank you, Lord. Because we know God is real. And he said, Jesus is right on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. And we know Jesus, God sent his Son to die for the whole world. Praise God. That's how we got a right to the tree of life. Praise God. Adam messed up, but Jesus, the second Adam, came that we might have a right to the tree of life. Praise God. He died for the whole wide world. Praise God. And he's making intercession for us that we might be able to go back with him when he cracks the sky and come to take his people home. Praise God. And he's long for us.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. And we got so many that found off of safety, but he's long suffering. Wait for them to come on in.
Praise God.
We thank God that he's long suffering. Praise the Lord. And we just thank God for him loving us so that he suffered and he died. We have a right to the tree of life. And by his stripes, we are healed.
Amen.
God. Are healed. Praise God by his stripes.
Amen.
Thank God for his word today.
Thank you.
So his word is true. His word is true. And like he said in the second verse, praise God, he said, he forgive us all our iniquities. And he heals all our diseases, regardless of what they may be. He heals all our diseases. Praise our God. And I thank him for it. I thank him for his grace, his mercy, and his love. Because he loved us so that he gave his life that we might live. He said, no man takes my life. I lay it down. And I have power.
Amen.
Praise God. I thank God for what he did for me on Calvary. Because I believe if it wasn't for one soul, he would have laid his life down and gave it for me. But he died for the whole wide world. Praise God.
Praise God.
I thank God for what he did.
Yes.
So go in prayer, give a request. that have went up. Praise God. He knows the name of everyone that was called out. Praise God. He knows the name. Praise God. He knows the number of the hair on our head. Praise the Lord. He knows the name of everyone. And he's concerned of everything that concerns us. He feels every tear that falls from our eyes. He sees the hurt that we feel. Praise God. He's concerned of everything that concerns us. Praise God. He's concerned about us. He's concerned. Praise God. Every name he knows about.
Praise God.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we humbly come to you right now. We ask you to remember every name that was called out here right now, Lord. You know, Lord, all about. We ask you, God, to go to the rescue of every name. You know the need right now, Jesus. Touch right now, Lord. Every one, God, that was called out today. You know what they're saying, Lord. You know all about it, God. Father, work it out, God, whatever it may be. Father, you know all about it, God. Touch, Lord, this God, please. Touch right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Work it out, Lord. Father, we can't fix it, Lord. But we know, God, that you know what it is, God. You know what needs to be done, Lord. Step in the situation God, now. In the name
right
of
now,
Jesus.
Lord.
You
in
made
the name of
every one. You made every one of us, Lord. You know us all by name. Work it out,
Jesus.
Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we know, God, that you love us. You made us all, God, and you know all about it, Lord. But we come to you, Lord, as humble as we know. You know us all by name. You know the number of the hair on our head, Lord. You know each heart, God. In the name of Jesus. Whatever the situation is, God, go to the root of the problem, Lord, and work it out. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we know you are able right now, Lord. Speaking of
praise
God. Touch them grieved, Lord. Touch the broken heart, Lord. Touch the lonely heart, God. In the name of Jesus, fix it, God. We can't fix it, but we know you can, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus,
able, Lord.
Every individual, Lord. Let them know, God, that you His son, Lord, to save, God, those that are brokenhearted, those that are confused and don't know which way to turn, Lord. Oh, God, those that don't feel love today, Lord, let them feel your love, God. Father, let them feel your arms wrapped around them this morning, this afternoon, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hope you love them so that you speak your son. And we know, God, that you are a healer, Lord. You are a main way maker. You are mind regulator. Father, in the name of Jesus, whatever the situation is, work it out. Work it out.
Amen. Praise God.
Work it out, Lord. Because you know you care, Lord. You know you love us, God. And to go where we can't go. Oh, God, you can travel over the mountains, whatever it may be. Father, lay your hand on this situation. Father, we love you, Lord. And we believe you, Lord. We trust in you, God. We trust in what your word says. Because you're not a man that you lie. Oh, God, we honor you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for who you are.
Thank
now, God, bless my that's on the highways, God. Give them travel mercy, God. Watch over them, God. Let them get to the destination safely, God. Give them travel mercy, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, bless my body, Lord. God, bless you, Lord.
Jesus. Oh, God, take her through a surgery. She has to go through it, God. God, take her through, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Bless Tina as they get back on the highway, going back home when they have to go.
Lord,
bless them. Have mercy, Lord. Thank you for letting them be safe, Lord.
Thank you,
we love you.
Name of Jesus.
Continue to bless our
glory
family,
God.
Lord. We thank you for the love that you put in our hearts for one another. It's been nobody with you, Lord. Oh, we love you today, Lord. Oh, we love you today, Lord. We thank you, Lord. You are good, God. And you love us, Lord. And we thank you for that love, Lord. Oh,
Jesus.
Have your way, God, in our lives, Lord. Bless your people today. In the name of Jesus. Let your will, God, be done, Lord. Let your will be done. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that your will be done. We honor you right now. Oh, we thank you, God, who you are, because you're a good God. Your will be done. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jim. Praise God. Yes. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise God. We thank everyone that tuned in. Praise God. And y'all have a blessed day. Praise the name.
You too, Lord.
You too.
Praise God. Shalom, everyone.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
Shalom.
Praise God.
Shalom. Shalom.